Hi, welcome back to the living. Whoa, easy there. I know the doctors released you, but you should really head straight home. The rebound after an anaphylactic episode is no joke. Were you looking for the pickup area for patients? It's in the front of the hospital, not the back. You came here to thank me. That's so sweet. The most EMTs usually get are thank you cards. Actually, now that I think about it, the last retiree I saved sent me black lingerie. Still creepy. I don't think I've ever had a patient come all the way to thank me personally, so you're welcome. I'm just glad I could help. So, again, super sweet. But you should really take care of yourself now. Oh, did the doctor show you how to use the EpiPen? Just in case? And that you'll need to be monitored at home for a while. And of course, not to return to that restaurant. Awesome, you got it. See? You're a rock star. So, I could send for someone to walk you to the front? Me? I mean, I guess I could. My shift just ended. How weak are you feeling right now? Let me get a look at you. Actually, I think you might need a bit of supervision. You look healthy, but you really should be monitored. Do you have anyone driving you home? Anyone to look in on you? No? Nobody? You know, I wouldn't normally offer this to a patient, but I might be able to give you a ride. Maybe check around your place, see if there are any obvious allergen dangers. You could have left something out on your counter, maybe. Mold in the shower. Delayed reactions are uncommon, but not unheard of. Yeah? Really? Okay, follow me. Where are we going? To the parking garage. You thought we'd take the ambulance? I have a car, you dog. So, this is your place. I mean, it's not bad. Everything here screams bachelor. But you do have some taste. Well, maybe not with that felt blacklight poster. Hey, hold on. You should let me go in first. Remember, we know what triggered you at the restaurant. But there might be some questionable allergens here too. Unless, of course, there's something you'd rather I not see. So, the kitchen first. We'll want to eliminate the possibility of risky foods. May I? Okay, let's just check the fridge. Oh my. I'm surprised you're alive at all. You keep bread in the refrigerator? You know that doesn't keep it fresh. It does the opposite. It gets hard faster. Yes, really. How? Well, it's science. Look, just trust me. Bread stays on the counter in plastic. I don't see any other dangers. Not that there's much in your fridge anyway. Let's check the counters. Your shelves look alright. Surfaces are fine. No obvious mold or stains. Dining table looks... Is that a Dungeons & Dragons screen? And a handbook? And a D20? Don't block my view. I know what those are. My brother plays. Seriously, it's okay. At least now I know why you've got that weakened immune system. Happens when you spend all day indoors, arguing over the prices of potions. You know, technically, since I raised you from the dead, I'm kind of a necromancer. M2, your heart stopped very briefly, so you died and I raised you. And if I'm a necromancer, Wouldn't that make you my minion? Do you feel like you're under a spell? Okay, fine. We'll move on. At least I uncovered your secret early. Now you've got nothing to hide, right? Do you think we should check the bedroom next? Because I think we should. This is it, right? Across the hall? Whoa, look at you move. The way you grab for the doorknob, I would have never guessed you're still recovering. What are you afraid I'll find? Look, I know this is embarrassing, but it's necessary. You don't want to take any more chances with your health, right? Besides, I'm a professional. Whatever's behind this door, whether it's something that could send you into shock, or something you think might shock me, it's nothing I haven't seen before. Do you know how common it is for EMTs to discover people with their laptops blasting porn? I don't have a precise statistic, but it's a lot. Now, do you think you might be able to trust me? Yeah? Okay, thank you. See? This isn't so bad. Normal posters, normal bed sheets, normal everything. And I don't see any obvious red flags. Wait, what's in the nightstand? No, I know what I saw. Open the drawer back up. Come on, you have to. Please, I have to make sure I really saw what I think I saw. If you don't show me, then I'll be finished checking your place and I'll have nothing left to do except leave. Yes! Oh my god. Is that a lot of the rings cock ring? The one cock ring to rule them all. Holy shit, nerds have a lot of disposable income. How is it so shiny? I mean, it actually looks gold. Here, let me touch it. Oh, it's soft. Like silicone. It kind of jiggles. Oh, wow. Your cheeks. Oh, your poor cheeks are so red. I'm so sorry. Are you really that embarrassed? Doesn't it just make you want to disappear? How about now? Do you kind of want to disappear right now? You know, if you slip it on, maybe the one ring will turn you invisible. Yes, that was an invitation. Come on, please. You brought me here for a reason. Put it on. Really? You're not going to? Well, then, I guess my inspection is over. That's right, nothing left to see here, especially if you're not going to show me the power of the ring. You will? Good. No, I will not turn around. I want to see the magic happen. Go on. That's right, pants off. I have trauma shears in my tool bag if you need me to cut them off. Oh, okay. That's a lot of dog. I can see where you got the confidence to make a move on me. Now, ring on. You're killing me here. Oh, where you go? I can't see you. No, really. I really can't see you. But I can hear you. You must be invisible. Let me search with my hands. Oh, hey, I found something. It's kind of hot and hard. I think it wants me to touch it. With the way it's throbbing in my hand, it definitely wants to be touched. What do you think? Should we try to awaken Smog? Me, I'm not laughing at anything. Since you're invincible, I definitely wasn't laughing at that look on your face. Eyes rolling up, jaw on the floor, while I fill my hands with this huge throbbing beast. Easy now. Try not to sway on your feet. Especially when I use both my hands to stroke you just like this. Oh, you like that, do you? You want your necromancer to take control of you. Good, because it makes me wet, seeing you lose control, completely giving yourself over to me. Here, lean your head on my shoulder so you don't fall. Undo my blouse while you're down there, and I'll undo you. How long has it been since you've gotten to use the ring? That long? I bet the Eye of Sauron is just ready to burst, isn't he? Do you like how soft my hands are wrapped around you? Maybe I should speed up a little? Oh, okay, easy. I think we need to take this to the bed before you fall over. You're fine, really, you're fine. You're just a little weak. I guess I need to imbue you with a bit more of my magic next time. Here, lie on your back, facing up. For safety, just watch me while I slide these pants off. Why yes, I am wearing the black lace the retiree sent me. Sure, the gesture was creepy, but they look hot on me, don't they? Even better if I pull them to the side, so you can get a good look at this pussy. Don't get up, you're fine. Let me treat you. Here, if I kneel over your face, do you think you could stick your tongue out while I kiss the ring? Yeah, okay. I'm going to position myself over you, but if I feel, you know, your tongue stop, I'm taking the ring of power for myself. Oh, fuck. Okay, I didn't know you'd be so eager. Oh, slow down a bit. Give me some time to reciprocate. You must really like it since you're pulling me down further onto your face. I'll take that muffled moan as please don't stop. For a shut in, you're not bad at this. Maybe I should distract you a bit more. I wonder what will happen first. Will my legs give out, or will you get too weak to continue? No, I'm not shaking, but I can feel you slowing down. Maybe we should move this to the wall. What do I mean? If I have you against the wall, you can hold onto the nightstand, and I can bounce my ass against you. You like the thought of taking your mistress from behind? Yeah, you do. I felt that twitch. Okay, let me help you up. Lean back. Good boy. Now let me just push my ass up against you. Grind around a little bit before I slide you in. Oh, what's that, Amon? I wonder, how long could I keep you pinned to the wall like this? How long before I drive you crazy, swaying my hips in front of you? You know, you can slap it if you want. Go ahead. Your mistress wants you to. Fuck. Okay. Hold on to the nightstand. What the fuck is in? God damn, I can feel you throbbing. Oh, where are you stretching me? Fuck. Give me a moment. Don't trust.
Let me do it. Let me push against you. Like this. God, I must be tight for you. The way you're gasping. Let me do the work. You're recovering, remember? Oh, fuck. Fuck, this feels so good. Fuck, fuck, okay. You know what? After this, you're not allowed to take the one ring off. Holy shit. I want to take this cock over and over. You know, I kind of like setting the pace. It means I can tease you by going slow all of a sudden, like this, or by speeding up. Oh, fuck. I can hear the wall shake when I slam into you. The dice on the nightstand are rattling. Fuck, hold on to me. Hold on to my hips. Fuck, I can feel you pushing against my cervix. Are you close? Good. Me too. Come on, give it to me. Give it to your mistress. Feel me. Drench my insides, please. Give me what you wanted since you first woke up in my arms. Fuck. Little more, just a little more. Oh shit. Okay, come here. Just lay on the bed with me. Holy shit, right? This might not be the best time to say it, but obviously I have a huge thing for nerves. And you apparently have a huge thing for your necromancer. You know, we could roll a d4 for cuddle positions. What? You've never heard of that? On the 1, we embrace facing each other. On the 2 or 3, you're the big spoon or the little spoon. On the 4, we lean against the headboard. No, I'm not making it up. That's totally a real thing. Don't look at me like that. Besides, you're not allowed to argue with me. You're technically my minion, remember?